Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively here in beautiful Canton, Maryland. And I've gathered Berkshire's finest and Colgate's finest with Canton's finest. We're at Deep Pasquale's. I've already had sausage, ham, pancetta. What else have I had? I've had coffee. We have espresso. We've talked sausage. We've talked crab cakes. And now we're going to talk cooking and more photojournalism. Joe Giordano is going to stick around for a little while here. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery and one for Nancy Longo from Pierpoint Restaurant. I was going to call you our celebrity chef, but I didn't, you know.
We're friends.
But you are sort of a celebrity chef. I mean, you've been on Chop. You've been places. You cook for people. You have your beautiful restaurant. You're a teacher. Joe's a teacher. He teaches photojournalism. You teach all sorts of people how to cook. He needs to take a class with you.
Well, we can swap. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. How are you? I tell you, you're a little under the weather.
I'm good. I've been, well, you know, nothing worse than that summer cold.
My wife's got one right now.
Oh, that is hideous.
She's been in bed all weekend.
Yeah, they say that whatever, if it's a flu strain, there's a couple of them that if you got a flu shot, it wasn't covered. But I fight it out. I ate more Chinese food. I think by today, I'm ready for the
The MSG puts it out.
Well, it might be time for some Italian penicillin today since I'm here. And Joe's standing right over there.
Joe's waving at you. Everybody knows everybody in this town.
Well, you know, I have great Joe stories.
Oh, you great have Joe stories.
Yeah.
She's telling stories about you. he's like, I'm leaving.
it's just some crazy childhood stuff.
Well, thanks for coming by. Yeah. And, you know, this thing turned into something. And I told the story before you got here. My wife and I were unhappy with our sausage lately.
Yeah.
And I knew Darren's family. I reached to his brother and I said, I need to get better sausage at the house. Where can I go to get it? Darren is the sausage king. He's been over here at Deep Pasquale's a number of years after making Roma for years.
Right.
And I reached him, and he's like, come down here. I'll get you a box. I make the best sausage in the world. All the stuff that Darren is being Darren on. And I came here about 4 weeks ago. My wife had not been into the new space.
Oh, my God. No, really?
Well, we moved out to the county 3 years ago, and it's just like we don't walk up and down Canton the way we used to walk through the city every day.
Right.
And been to the old place a million times, but she came in here. She's like, oh, my God. It's like New York. We got sausage. We got sandwiches. We bought pasta. We walked out of here with all sorts of stuff. And then Joe and Dom, we put the show together, and then I'm like, well, who am I going to have out? And honestly, I feel like a jerk for not putting you on the top couple people I thought of, because Dan Rodericks was supposed to be here now, and he had to bail on me Sunday, and I'm like, Nancy, I got to call Nancy.
That's okay. Dan and I are friends.
He's I know you cook together.
Too. He's bailing me too, so we're even.
Well, you could.
But we all love Dan.
Don't you do the seven fishes with him?
We do. We do. We've done some great fish tales. He brings his tackle box and everything, and we tell stories about fish. And then I talk about why my whole, you know, thing about conservancy and keeping fish safe in the water and safe for us to eat. So Dan and I do a really good back to back on that one.
So why aren't there more fish markets in the city?
Well, you know, I want to tell you something. That one that used to be where, what do we got that? Is that like a kiddie playground now?
Yeah, well, the fish market.
Well,
before it was a bar.
Do they still call it the fish market? I don't know.
No, it's Port Discovery.
So this tells you how old I am. Back in the early 80s when I was going to Baltimore Culinary, they used to send us over from class over there to pick out our own fish.
La Cole, right? That was the name of the...
Yeah, and it was like your eyes got really big because that was everything. And then they said, well, the trucks can't get in and out of here. We're moving it to Jessup. I don't know if it was because they thought the development was already going on there.
That's how they look in the store.
And they were going to just redo it. Yeah, back to the sausage thing for a quick minute. You know, that's a Gino that comes into you if you're Italian. Because the other day I was making some rabbit sausage in my place because it's on our menu. So I'm a sausage maker, too. You know what? The stuff in this store is junk compared to this, what he's making in here. And I do come. I live around the corner from here, so I come here a lot.
I thought you lived above Pierpoint. You just get up
no,
in the morning.
You know, why
and get
do
out?
These people live over top of their restaurants? I
thought you
that.
Lived there.
No.
I didn't know.
God, no. No, I lived around the corner from our other best friend,
Scotty. So you walked in, or you? I saw you park right here, and Joe's like, I know Nancy. She still has Pierpoint, doesn't she? And I'm so for everybody that wants to hear what you're up to, that because I don't really know. You and I haven't connected in a couple of years since I left downtown to like really sit and BS and visit. I was coming in your place with a mask on. I was coming to your place. My wife had cancer twice a week. You're feeding me and trying. You were trying to feed her. She's on tubes. So you fed me, but. What's PearPoint now? What are you? Because you're doing classes.
I mean, so
you do exciting stuff.
Yeah, we're still there. We're still a dining room. Now, granted, we don't do the business we used to do as a dining room. However, I'm one of those kind of people that likes to do more than one thing, and so it's always been that. We've always had a catering business, and that's still, you know, going along as it is. But we've been doing classes, and we have stuff for the kids. We took a week or two off because it's vacation time. They're packed for the rest of summer. Kids come for 6 hours a day. They learn how to make 15 different things. Guess who gets to take it all home? They do. Their parents are like, oh, I love this. A week of free food. Not free food. They paid for it. But the kids really enjoy being able to take it home to
their
parents.
How old are these kids you're teaching how to cook?
Most of them are 10 to about 14.
I had home ec in Holabird. You went to Holabird, right?
Yeah.
I had Miss... I'm trying to think of her name. Anyway, I had a home ec teacher in seventh grade, and we made pizza, and we made cinnamon biscuits, you know, when I was a kid. And I'm thinking, oh, that was in 1979.
Right.
Now, I'm so impressed. My mother, I was in the kitchen all the time. I mean, I know how to cook, you know. I'm a good sous for my wife or a good helper or whatever. My wife's an excellent cook. But there is something about being a kid and having professional attention or having that memory of, I remember with Lisa Bocklage, Wendy Anderson, and Kevin Eck in my home ec class, we still talk about it 50 years later, making food together. We were kids because there is something about that that it serves you the rest of your life
When
you learn how to cook.
The reason I don't have them younger than that is
they can't
they're using them. Restaurant equipment. Yeah. This is not like, you know, Mickey Mouse pancakes. The boys, last summer there was a class I left. These
cleavers.
Boys, I saved these boys the last week. They did. They said, can we break down that leg of lamb? They were taking an Indian class. So we're not, whatever I teach an adult, I teach kids. Why do I need to teach kids how to make, you know, mozzarella sticks, and then later in life I teach them how to make a mozzarella salad, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it. And these kids come, they know all about different kinds of sushi. They know
Deep Pasquale's is their favorite place. They told me that on the way in. Yeah, absolutely.
So
he even told me I had a lot of listeners. He clearly doesn't know. So, you know. No one listens to this show.
And they're over there at the counters, Kenny, who used to own Henninger's.
Okay, so we got
restaurant people in here all the time. Yeah. We all come here.
From New York they came. All right, well, I mean, I say this is like a New York-style deli. I mean, this is a real gift to the neighborhood, right?
You know,
I mean, literally.
I laugh because I grew up with the Deep Pasquale's in a different sense. So my father, you know, typical, you know my father.
Your father,
the boxer, had five brothers. They were all boxers and a couple of sisters and the parents. So it was like 11 people. Well, they grew up with Joe Zanino. My father used to go to the, you know, cockfights with them. They used to do the chicken fights, crazy stuff. And so every time somebody would die, we had to go to Zanino's.
Yeah,
I think one relative we might
have
went to
Del and
Notes.
See, I knew the Zanino's family because they had a kitchenette in Colgate in my neighborhood. Yeah.
So I think we might have went to Del and Notes once. Somebody sprung the thing. So we would go there, and every time we'd go there, the adults would be in there, you know, they're sad that their sister died. And don't get me wrong, I was sad about my aunt or uncle dying. But then we would just go, we'd sneak out and we'd go next door to Deep Pasquale's. So I spent a lot of time at Deep Pasquale's. Then we went
during the grieving process.
Absolutely.
Well, part of the grieving process is eating.
Yeah, and you could also place bets at Zanino's too, you know.
Yeah, well, I think it might have been my uncle that was taking the bets for all we know. My uncle Tony.
See, Highlandtown's different. I grew up in a more, I'm more gentrified in Colgate, you know.
I didn't realize there were that
many.
We just
had kids smoking pot and drinking beer on the corner on the wall. Is all we.
Well,
had.
My dad's from South Philly, so I'm here. My mother's from Dundalk.
Uh-huh.
She's not Italian.
I like
that's where I get
better.
This Slovak fat face.
The rest of them, they all live on Albemarle Street, you know.
Yeah.
So I used to laugh. People say to me, "Why don't you ever go to Lily?" I said, "Because it makes me sad. I think about my grandmother cooking food for us, and we were never going to get that again."
Yeah.
So we had to learn how to
I got to say, though, we were there maybe, I think we went in September or October, something like that, on a weekend. We were going to go to Amici's.
Yeah.
And
good call.
Which is where I go.
Everybody knows it and goes to me. She's right.
You couldn't get a seat.
Yeah.
So we went to Chips. Couldn't get a seat. 30-minute I don't know who was in town. I don't know if the Orioles were on a streak. This was like the fall.
Okay.
This is like the fall.
Good.
And my wife and I were like, this is great. Like we went to four restaurants and you're like 20-30 minute wait. Sorry. Wait a minute. What?
I noticed that, and then I remember my friends saying that are over there, like, you know, they really suffered after COVID, and I saw one of my friends recently, and she said, no, it's bouncing back. So that's a really good sign.
Well, you know, Meachie's is family to me. It's how I know you,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Scott and Roland were family to me. Jody, Penny, everybody down there, Chef, for all these years. And it goes back to the sausage story, because we would get the Penny Amici there, and it's the sausage
dish. That's what
I get.
I get this. Yeah. That's my dish, Penny Amici.
Okay.
No mushrooms, but I get it.
It's the sausage that Darren just came out and promoted. It's the deepest quality sausage. So I remember Scott saying to me a number of years ago, I still get my sausage from Darren.
Yeah.
And about a month and a half ago, we were getting sausage that was subpar. I mean, just like at home, we're not getting the kind of sausage my wife wanted to put on the grill or into her sausage and lentil soup.
The problem is it's there's an art to it. See, some people think, oh, I just grind up the meat and put a little seasoning and shove it in a casing or make a patty out of it. But there's a percentage of fat that has to go in there, and then you have to put these other seasonings. So when we make it, you know, I take a little bit, double check, make sure it's good. And then we test it, then we put it in the casings, and yeah, we were, you know, I mean, it's a thing. And the problem is, it's the same with, like, people talk about, oh, you shouldn't eat that, it's not good for you. It's like, not everything isn't necessarily fabulous for it, but in moderation, just like scrapple. You know,
I'm not eating scrapple.
Now, let me tell you.
I draw the line right there. Yeah, I'm not eating any scrapple.
You know what?
I don't like scrapple.
I'm going to make you some scrapple.
I'm not eating your scrapple.
Now, listen to me.
I'll take his
portion.
Do you
know where scrapple originally came from?
Not sausage.
It was a
pigs.
It was sausage. It was a Western Pennsylvania thing where they used to make polenta. And they took the sausage, not in casings, the ground sausage, and mixed it in with the polenta and turned it into this thing that we call scrapple.
That's the Amish up there.
It is, because if you go to North Carolina, they call it liver mush, and theirs has livers in the junk.
I definitely wouldn't eat that.
No.
It's like head cheese.
So one
words that don't belong together.
I'm going to make you
mush.
Some scrapple the Italians used to make it.
I'm there. Can I
and
be
it,
your
oh,
I'll
yeah,
be your guinea pig.
Absolutely. We're going to have an afternoon of it, because it's not like the junk that people think about Baltimore.
All right, I got to let Joe get out of here. Promote your books one more.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right.
We didn't talk. We talked photography an hour ago.
Listen, talk
then
food.
Sausage.
Listen,
and
you
got to
see photography. Talk food. All right, talk food. So the only two things I got.
Promote something, because I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
so no. So
really
tonight I was very honored to be named the sixth Maryland Master of Photography by the Maryland Photography Alliance, which is it's one of the oldest clubs in this country. And I'm giving a talk tonight. If you go into Maryland Photography Alliance website, you can register. It's free. If you want to donate, we're doing it to benefit what's called Flashes of Love, and it's portraits of kids with cancer and their families. Photographers volunteer to take family portraits. So that's the charity that the Maryland Masters goes to represent. And if you want to support the Mid-Atlantic Horse Rescue, this is Thunder on the Hilltop. It's on blurb.com. It is to commemorate the 150th running of the Preakness. It is not cheap, but it is a gorgeous coffee table book. And the proceeds from this go to benefit Mid-Atlantic Horse Rescue. I'm working on a smaller version. It's not as expensive, but it's worth it.
A lot of Preakness 148 pictures here.
It's 10 years of doing the Preakness. So the horses are they're in there. It's all in there. Infield's in there. Gamblers are in there. Hats are in there. It's all in there.
I hope I'm in here. I don't know.
I hope Pimlico.
That's
what my father used to yell.
I actually liberated a bumper sticker from the last Preakness from a door.
No one will miss it.
They won't miss it. Yeah, there was a mad dash. They were watching people. They were watching even members of the press. They were told to watch people stealing stuff from the last Preakness.
Yeah, because they're going to shut it down.
Well, they had a big auction. But a lot of it's going to archives. But yeah, I managed to just peel off, in pristine shape, a Hi Ho Pimlico bumper sticker, And it's at home in my office on a
forever.
Thing. Anyway, yes, Nestor, thanks for having me. I got to get out of here. Nancy, whenever you need to, you need to get that polenta scrapple,
I'm gonna get it.
I'm there.
Invite him over.
What's the best way to get in touch? I just want to be on your radar. You know.
Let's get out of Pier Point.
What are Pier Point's hours?
675-2080. We're there Tuesday
rotary
through
phone?
Sunday.
Tuesday through Sunday.
No, I've got a regular
675 is a Highland Town number.
Oh,
what's wrong with you?
Oh,
no. No, it's a Fells Point number.
Fells Point number. Okay. Yeah. But you're open Tuesday to Sunday?
Yeah.
Every
Highland
night?
Highland Town was 342.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to come down for dinner.
Please do.
We love seafood.
And sometimes when you come in the week and it's quiet, there is no menu. That's the beauty of that place.
Oh, man, you got me. I'm coming down.
You reach a certain age, you can do whatever you want to do.
I love it.
Artisan sausages, artisan chefs, artisan artists, and Joe Giordano here. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back with Nancy. I may try to drag Joe over here, Dom, or something like that. I want to talk more cooking with you.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the art of crab cakes with you. Can we do that?
Yes.
Seafood? Do
yes.
all that?
Yes.
Talk about how delicious summer corn is, white corn, and farm-to-table dining. Nancy Longo is going to hang out. She's at Pier Point Restaurant. I am so embarrassed. It's the first time you've been on my show.
Oh, no. I think we did it one of the Taste NFLs. I did a show with you. But
you
it was at a Super Bowl.
That doesn't count.
I know it doesn't count.
It's in Baltimore City. We're here doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Curio Wellness as well. I'm giving back to the future scratch-offs. We're going to be at Costas and Timonium on Thursday. We are going to be next week on Friday. We're going to be doing the morning show at Zeke's. And then in the afternoon, we're going to be in Eldersburg on Wednesday at 1623 drinking beer. My thanks to Joe. Nancy's going to stay with us. Back for more. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.